Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had three posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized a study where the authors found that after surgical fixation of an ankle or hind foot fracture, people who received joint mobilizations during three sessions had similar improvements in ankle range of motion, balance, and gait compared to people who received only light soft tissue mobilization. In the second post, we introduced a consensus statement on load, overload, and recovery in the athlete. Finally, in the third post, we reported on a study where the authors found that in the United States, 61% of parents support a minimum age for tackling in football. An additional 24% indicated that they maybe would support such an age limit. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors conducted a randomized controlled trial to determine the short-term effects of manual therapy on ankle and foot mobility, muscle stiffness, gait, and static and dynamic balance. 72 people between 18 and 70 years of age who underwent an open reduction internal fixation of the ankle or hind foot and were receiving physical therapy consisting of exercise and gait training participated. At the time of enrollment, participants were full weight bearing with limited ankle dorsiflexion range of motion according to an ankle lunge test. Participants were randomly assigned to the manual therapy group, which received three treatment sessions within 7 to 10 days of enrollment. Each participant received individualized manual therapy according to the type of fracture and fixation method. The control group received a light soft tissue mobilization and grade 1 to 2 mobilizations of the proximal tibiofibular joint. Three physical therapists with 3 to 15 years of experience delivered all treatments. Five outcome measures were collected pre and post sessions to compare both between groups. These included assessments such as range of motion using the ankle lunge test, midfoot mobility based on the foot assessment platform, a gait analysis, and static balance, as well as dynamic balance. The authors observed no group differences for balance, gait, or range of motion. However, on average, the manual therapy group had almost no change in muscle stiffness, while the control group had a 9% increase in muscle stiffness following treatment. Both groups improved on the ankle lunge test, although only the manual therapy group exceeded minimal detectable changes. The main conclusion to draw from this study is that three sessions of manual therapy may be inadequate to restore ankle range of motion deficits following 3 to 4 months of immobilization after fixation surgery. These results are primarily applicable to people who present with ankle range of motion deficits after they completed supervised physical therapy without manual therapy. Perhaps including manual therapy earlier in the rehabilitative process or offering more treatment sessions may have elicited greater improvements. Clinicians working with patients following operative fixation of the ankle or hind foot should avoid delaying the start of manual therapies and start them earlier in the rehabilitative process, which is supported by previous work summarized on an earlier post on SportsMedRes. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was a peer-reviewed article where the authors concluded that more attention needs to be given to injuries in kickball among kids because there's a high annual pediatric injury burden associated with playing kickball, which may surpass that of other sports that we often consider high risk, such as martial arts or tennis. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 7 online evidence-based practice courses available through the Human Kinetics website. This now includes our new edition on concussions. We'll have links to our summaries and the courses and the article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.